According to the Stoics, the greatest men are characterized by their ability to deal with stress. Yet we've been taught that the moment we feel stressed, we must slow down or take time off, as if stress is something bad for us. The Stoics, however, understood that just as a gem cannot be formed without enduring the earth's immense pressure, a great man cannot be formed without enduring the pressures of life. Because greatness is not a product of ease, but of struggle and perseverance. Therefore, among the Stoic quotes, one from Seneca stands out: just as a gem cannot be polished without friction, nor can a man be perfected without trials. You are what you are, and what you will be. Within you is the power to transform yourself, to learn and improve yourself daily. Through the power of Stoicism, one can reach their ultimate potential. If you wish to be a Stoic, you must first realize what is within your power. To help others around you, you must first help yourself. Master your mind, your reactions to internal and external events, your habits and impulses. Only then can you walk the path of the Stoic and begin your journey to self-mastery. Nothing in life is easy, and the Stoic path to greatness requires focus, attention, and mindfulness. It is a lifelong journey, with the mindset to constantly improve and live according to our virtues. Lesson 1: The virtue of present focus. How often do you find yourself ensnared by the regrets of yesterday or the anxieties of tomorrow? Our first lesson orbits around the Stoic practice of focusing on the present. The Stoics taught that the current moment holds the key to liberation. Marcus Aurelius once reminded himself, "Confine yourself to the present." But what does this mean for us today? In our rapid, notification-driven lives, our minds often live in the future or the past, places where we have little control. Stoicism brings us back, anchoring us to the now, where our real power lies. Consider this: every second spent worrying about the future is a second lost from acting in the present. By harnessing the present, we engage with life as it unfolds, not as we fear it might unravel. How can you practice this Stoic focus in your daily life? Start by integrating mindfulness into your routine. Dedicate time each day, even if it's just 5 minutes, to observe your surroundings, breathe deeply, and anchor yourself in the now. This practice not only enriches your perception of the moment, but also strengthens your ability to remain present during more turbulent times. Imagine you're starting your day. What is the texture of your morning coffee? What sounds do you hear around you? Grounding yourself in these details sharpens your focus on the present and dims the distractions of past and future anxieties. Remember, the Stoics believe that by concentrating on the present, we can find a reservoir of peace and resilience. As you continue to explore Stoicism, let this practice of present focus guide you to a more centered and empowered life. How will you remind yourself to stay present today? And how might this shift in focus change your approach to the challenges you face? Lesson 2: Embracing change as a pathway to growth. How do you respond when change disrupts your life? The Stoics saw change not as a hindrance, but as an essential part of the universe's natural order. As Marcus Aurelius put it, "Accept the things to which fate binds you, and love the people with whom fate brings you together, but do so with all your heart." What can we learn from this perspective to help us navigate the inevitable changes in our lives? Change often brings discomfort and uncertainty, but it also carries seeds of growth and renewal. Our ability to adapt to change is crucial in determining how these shifts will affect us. Stoicism teaches us to embrace change wholeheartedly, without resistance, understanding that it is not our circumstances but how we respond to them that defines our experience. How can you cultivate a mindset that welcomes change? Begin by observing your reactions to minor changes in your daily routine. Experiment with embracing these small disruptions instead of resisting them. For instance, if your usual route to work is blocked and you need to take a detour, see this as an opportunity to discover new scenery or listen to a podcast you enjoy. By practicing acceptance on a small scale, you prepare yourself for larger life changes, whether they're unexpected career shifts, relationship changes, or personal losses. Each change challenges you to grow in resilience and wisdom. Imagine yourself a year from now, having embraced numerous changes. How might your life be richer? What new strengths might you have developed? Reflect on these questions to appreciate the transformative power of change fully. Think about a recent change you faced. How did you respond? What could you do differently next time to align more closely with Stoic principles? Engage with these thoughts and share your experiences. Remember, the journey through Stoicism is about practical application. It's about transforming challenges into opportunities and fears into moments of learning. How will you apply today's lesson to embrace change more openly and confidently in your life? Lesson 3: Cultivating Emotional Resilience. How often do we let our emotions dictate our actions? Stoicism holds that the key to enduring life's hardships is not found in avoiding pain or seeking pleasure, but in developing an inner fortress of calm and rationality. As Seneca said, "The greatest obstacle to living is expectancy, which hangs upon tomorrow and loses today. The whole future lies in uncertainty. Live immediately." This wisdom underscores the importance of focusing on the present and maintaining an even keel regardless of external circumstances. Understanding emotional resilience. Emotional resilience is the ability to mentally or emotionally cope with a crisis or to return to pre-crisis status quickly. Resilience in Stoic philosophy isn't just about recovery. It's about using the experience as a stepping stone to greater personal development. The Stoics believe that adversity is a training ground for fortitude and wisdom. Emotional resilience is therefore not just recovering from a setback, but transforming it into an opportunity for personal growth. Perception plays a critical role in the Stoic approach to emotional resilience. Epictetus famously stated, "Men are disturbed not by things, but by the view which they take of them." This suggests that our emotional responses are not triggered by external events themselves, but by our perceptions of these events. A resilient individual uses rational judgment to perceive and interpret life's challenges in a way that aligns with Stoic virtues: wisdom, justice, courage, and moderation. Stoics practice reframing their perception of potentially negative events as neutral. This reframing involves viewing events as opportunities for practicing virtues. For example, a professional setback is not just a source of stress, but an opportunity to practice perseverance and adaptability. Another aspect of Stoic perception is striving for objectivity. Rather than getting swept up in subjective emotional responses, a Stoic tries to see the situation as it truly is, without the overlay of personal bias or emotional turmoil. This involves asking oneself, "What are the facts of this situation? Am I adding any subjective interpretation that could be clouding my judgment?" Stoicism provides several practical strategies to develop and strengthen emotional resilience. These strategies are not just theoretical. They are meant to be practiced daily to build the Stoic's mental and emotional fortitude. Cognitive distancing. This technique involves stepping back from your immediate emotional reactions to observe them as if they belong to someone else. By creating this psychological space, you can assess emotions without being overwhelmed by them. It allows for a clearer, more objective response to situations, akin to what a wise and impartial advisor might suggest. The Stoics advocate for observing your emotions as if they were happening to someone else, which can help you understand that you are not defined by these emotions. This detachment facilitates a more rational response to situations that might otherwise provoke a knee-jerk emotional reaction. Challenging irrational beliefs. Stoics seek to challenge and replace irrational beliefs that lead to negative emotions. This process involves identifying thoughts that are not based on reason, such as, "This is the worst thing that could happen," and questioning their validity. Replacing these thoughts with more rational, balanced perspectives reduces emotional volatility and promotes resilience. To build resilience, Stoics often practice voluntary discomfort. This could be as simple as enduring cold temperatures or fasting. The purpose is to harden oneself against discomfort that might be encountered in the future, thereby reducing the potential emotional impact of future hardships. To integrate these strategies into daily life, Stoics might set aside time for reflection and practice. Each evening, Reflecting on the day's emotional challenges and successes can reinforce lessons learned and prepare one for future trials. Regularly engaging in practices that foster resilience ensures that when faced with real adversity, a Stoic can respond with equanimity and strength. Mindfulness and meditation are core practices that help cultivate a present, non-judgmental awareness of your thoughts and feelings. By integrating these practices into your daily routine, you can develop the ability to remain calm and composed even under stress, reflecting the Stoic ideal of maintaining equanimity. Start with a simple mindfulness practice of focusing on your breathing for a few minutes each day. Sit in a quiet place, close your eyes, and pay attention to the sensation of the air moving in and out of your body. When your mind wanders, gently bring your attention back to your breath. This practice helps train your mind to focus on the present moment, reducing reactivity to external stresses. Use mindfulness techniques during stressful moments at work or in personal interactions. Before reacting, take a few deep breaths and center yourself. This pause can give you the clarity to respond more thoughtfully and less emotionally. Journaling is a powerful tool for self-reflection and is particularly valued in Stoicism for its role in enhancing self-awareness and emotional understanding. Regularly recording your thoughts and feelings can help you process emotions and reflect on your responses to various situations. Keep a daily journal where you note your most challenging moments and your reactions to them. Include details about what triggered your emotional response and how you managed those emotions. Reflect on whether your responses align with Stoic virtues such as wisdom, courage, and temperance. At the end of each day, spend 10 minutes writing in your journal. Focus on instances where you felt your emotions strongly influenced your behavior. Analyze these entries weekly to identify patterns or triggers and develop strategies to manage similar situations more effectively in the future. Engaging in Stoic reflections involves reviewing the day's events through the lens of Stoic philosophy, assessing how well you've adhered to its principles, and identifying areas for improvement. This practice encourages growth in virtue and resilience. In addition to reflections, integrating practical Stoic exercises into your daily life can enhance your resilience. Exercises like the view from above, imagining viewing one's life from a broader perspective, can help contextualize and reduce the perceived magnitude of personal problems. Regularly practice the view from above by imagining your life as part of a larger whole. This exercise can help you see your issues as smaller parts of a vast universe, reducing the emotional weight they carry. When overwhelmed by personal problems, take a moment to visualize yourself from above as a small part of a much larger world. This perspective can decrease stress and increase feelings of connectedness and calm. Marcus Aurelius, one of the most renowned Stoic philosophers and Roman emperors, faced one of the greatest crises of his reign during the Antonine Plague, which devastated the Roman Empire from AD 165 to 180. This epidemic, likely smallpox, killed millions, significantly impacting the empire's population, military, and economy. Despite the immense personal and political pressure, Marcus Aurelius maintained his composure and leadership, demonstrating Stoic principles of duty and acceptance of fate. His writings and meditations, composed during military campaigns and amidst the plague, reflect his efforts to remain virtuous and rational despite severe external stresses. In Meditations, he wrote, "Be like the promontory against which the waves continually break, but it stands firm and tames the fury of the water around it." This metaphor beautifully illustrates his approach to the crisis, remaining steadfast and calm, not allowing the chaos of the plague to disrupt his internal state of mind. This example serves as a reminder of the power of emotional resilience. Aurelius's ability to maintain his philosophical composure in face of such adversity underscores the Stoic belief that we can control our responses even if we cannot control the external world. His leadership during the plague can inspire us to face our challenges with similar equanimity and strength. Seneca, another prominent Stoic philosopher, was forced into exile to the island of Corsica in 41 AD by the Roman Emperor Claudius due to charges of adultery with the emperor's niece. This period of exile lasted 8 years, during which Seneca faced isolation, disgrace, and disconnection from his political and social life in Rome. During his exile, Seneca turned to philosophy and writing, which resulted in works that are still celebrated today, including his Consolations. Through these writings, Seneca transformed his suffering into a source of philosophical insight, practicing and teaching Stoicism's principles of resilience and inner freedom. Epictetus wrote, "I am not suffering because I am not a wretch, nor does any man suffer except by his own fault. Our perturbations come only from the opinion which is within us." These words reflect his commitment to maintaining a Stoic outlook, viewing his exile not as a punishment but as an opportunity for personal and philosophical growth. Seneca's ability to find purpose and strength in adverse conditions exemplifies the Stoic principle that external conditions do not define our inner lives. His writings from exile encourage us to look inward for peace and stability, especially when external circumstances are tumultuous. Lesson 4. The strength of self-control. Self-control, in the Stoic sense, involves regulating one's emotions, desires, and actions to live in harmony with reason. It is about aligning one's behavior with rational thinking and ethical principles, rather than being led by impulses or immediate gratifications. For Stoics like Epictetus, self-control was not merely a personal virtue, but a form of freedom. He asserted, "Freedom is the only worthy goal in life. It is won by disregarding things that lie beyond our control." By practicing self-control, we free ourselves from being overly reactive to external events, people, or emotions, thus maintaining our inner peace. Begin each day by setting intentions that reflect your Stoic values. Decide what virtues you want to embody and how you will handle challenges you might face. This proactive approach helps you align your daily actions with your broader philosophical goals. Train yourself to delay gratification by setting small challenges, such as waiting a few extra minutes before eating a meal or limiting leisure activities until essential tasks are completed. This practice strengthens your willpower and teaches you to prioritize long-term satisfaction over short-term impulses. When faced with decisions, big or small, practice pausing to consider the options rationally. Ask yourself which choice aligns best with your Stoic principles and long-term goals. This habit ensures that your actions are deliberate and aligned with your ethical framework. At the end of each day, review instances where you successfully exercised self-control, as well as moments you might have given in to impulse. Reflect on the consequences of both, and consider what strategies could help improve your self-control in the future. Engage in Stoic exercises like voluntary discomfort, such as cold showers, or fasting, to enhance your mental fortitude. These practices not only improve your physical tolerance but also bolster your psychological resilience, making it easier to maintain self-control during stressful times. Challenge and reframe any thoughts that lead to impulsive actions. Replace thoughts like, "I want this now," with, "Is this truly beneficial for me in the long term?" This method helps align your thoughts with Stoic rationality and self-discipline. Known for his stringent adherence to Stoic principles, Cato's life offers vivid illustrations of self-control. Despite political and personal setbacks, he consistently chose actions that aligned with his values, demonstrating immense self-control even in the face of Roman corruption and decay. Seneca's letters to Lucilius offer practical advice on maintaining self-control among life's luxuries and pressures. His suggestions for a balanced life that embraces simple pleasures without overindulgence are guidelines we can apply today. Consider how this virtue can act as a powerful tool in managing your reactions to both minor irritants and major upheavals. Engage with the practical exercises and reflect on your progress. Lesson 5. Embracing Stoic Acceptance. How can embracing acceptance transform our response to life's challenges and adversities? Stoic acceptance goes beyond mere resignation to the events of life. It involves a deep understanding and affirmation of the natural order of the universe. The Stoics believe that everything that happens does so for a reason, according to the logos or rational structure of the universe. Embracing this perspective helps us to see challenges not as disruptions to our happiness, but as opportunities to practice virtue and improve our character. For Stoics like Epictetus, acceptance is rooted in the distinction between what we can control and what we cannot. He teaches, Make the best use of what is in your power, and take the rest as it happens. This principle encourages us to focus our energy only on our own actions and attitudes, accepting external events as they come, without excessive frustration or resistance. Learn to clearly identify which aspects of your life you can control, such as your efforts, your responses, and your values, and which are beyond your control, like the behavior of others, the past, and much of the external world. This clarity allows you to invest your energy wisely. Incorporate a daily practice of gratitude to shift your focus from what you cannot control to what you have. This shift in perspective fosters a greater appreciation for life as it is, enhancing your ability to accept circumstances with grace. When faced with difficulties, instead of asking, "Why is this happening to me?" ask, "What can this teach me?" This reframe can transform your perception of events from obstacles to learning opportunities, aligning with the Stoic goal of continual self-improvement. End each day with a reflection on instances where you successfully practiced acceptance versus moments when you struggled. This practice can help you identify patterns and plan more effective responses in the future. Regular meditation can deepen your understanding of acceptance by allowing you to observe your thoughts and feelings without attachment. This helps to cultivate a peaceful state of mind that welcomes whatever life presents. Begin each day by setting intentions that emphasize acceptance. For example, decide to accept interruptions in your workday with composure or embrace unforeseen changes in plans without stress. Marcus Aurelius often used the view from above technique to gain perspective on life's events, reminding himself of the impermanence and relative insignificance of human affairs in the broader context of the universe. This practice can help us gain a calm acceptance of life's transient nature. Seneca's writings emphasize the idea that adversity is not an impediment, but a way of life. He believed that facing adversity with acceptance tests and ultimately strengthens our character, a notion that can inspire us to meet challenges with resilience and courage. Lesson 6. Cultivating emotional agility. How can mastering emotional agility transform the way we face obstacles and enhance our resilience? Emotional agility is the ability to manage one's thoughts and feelings in a way that is conscious, intentional, and aligned with one's values. For Stoics, this means acknowledging emotions without being overpowered by them, thereby maintaining control over actions and maintaining rationality. Begin by observing your emotions as they arise. Notice when you feel upset, anxious, or irritable, but instead of reacting immediately, pause and reflect. This pause is your moment of choice and power, allowing you to select a response that aligns with your values and the Stoic virtue of rational action. This involves changing your emotional frame of reference. For example, if you're feeling frustrated with a colleague, reframe this feeling by considering their actions in a more compassionate light, or viewing the situation as an opportunity to develop patience and understanding. Practice facing small, controlled adversities to build your tolerance for discomfort. This could mean taking cold showers, fasting, or any activity that pushes you slightly out of your comfort zone. Over time, these practices enhance your ability to stay composed under stress. At the end of each day, reflect on how you handled emotional challenges. Did you react impulsively or respond with deliberation? This daily audit helps you recognize patterns and progress in your emotional responses. Keep a journal to express and analyze your emotions. Writing about your feelings can provide clarity and facilitate a more objective evaluation of your reactions, aiding in the development of a more thoughtful approach to emotional challenges. Regular meditation can help cultivate a state of inner calm and increase your awareness of your emotional and thought processes. This practice supports emotional agility by developing your ability to concentrate and remain present during difficult moments. Marcus Aurelius often wrote about the importance of emotional resilience and the need to maintain a composed mind regardless of external circumstances. His personal writings encourage us to view life's challenges as opportunities to demonstrate virtue. Epictetus taught that freedom comes from understanding what is within our control and what is not. He argued that recognizing the power of our choices, especially in our reactions, is the essence of emotional agility. Consider the freedom and peace that come from being able to choose your response to life's challenges. Lesson 7. The Art of Detachment. How can mastering detachment help us manage our emotions more effectively and enhance our decision-making? Detachment in Stoicism involves separating our feelings from our actions and decisions. It's about not allowing our emotions to overwhelm our rational judgment. The Stoics believe that true freedom comes from within. By controlling our responses, we can maintain our inner peace regardless of external circumstances. For Stoics like Epictetus, detachment is essential for maintaining tranquility. He famously said, "Men are disturbed not by things, but by the view which they take of them." This perspective emphasizes that our emotional reactions are often more disruptive than the actual events that trigger them. By practicing detachment, we can reduce our emotional vulnerability and increase our resilience. Start by observing situations as if you were an impartial spectator. This helps you see the facts without the cloud of personal bias or emotional disturbance. When you face a challenge, try to describe it in neutral terms, focusing on what happened rather than how it made you feel. This technique involves creating mental space between you and your reactions. When you feel strong emotions, remind yourself that these are temporary and do not define you or dictate your actions. Ask yourself, "What would someone I respect do in this situation?" This question can guide you to respond from a place of virtue and reason. Engage regularly in exercises that encourage you to let go of attachments to outcomes. For instance, undertake tasks where the result is uncertain, focusing solely on the effort, not the outcome. This practice reinforces the idea that while we can control our actions, we cannot always control the results. Before reacting to any emotional trigger, take a deep breath and count to 10. This simple pause can give you enough time to engage your rational mind and decide how best to proceed. Maintain a daily journal where you write about events that triggered strong emotions. Detail both the event and your initial emotional response. Then, analyze these responses to see if they were proportionate to the events themselves. This reflection can help you practice emotional detachment and improve your emotional responses over time. Reflect on your day with a focus on moments where you successfully detached from potentially disruptive emotions. Also, consider moments where you were caught up in your feelings and explore how detachment could have altered the outcomes. Aurelius continually emphasized the importance of accepting external events as they are, without adding emotional interpretation. His reflections suggest that detachment from desire and aversion leads to a more peaceful and effective life. Seneca's letters discuss the liberation that comes from being free of passions. He viewed detachment not as a withdrawal from life, but as a way to experience it fully and directly, without the distortion of excessive emotional influence. Detachment doesn't mean not caring about outcomes. It means maintaining a calm, composed demeanor that allows for rational decision-making and personal growth. Lesson 8, the principle of amor fati. This concept challenges us to not only accept but embrace everything that happens to us, including suffering and adversity, as necessary components of our lives. How can embracing amor fati transform our approach to challenges and enrich our life experience? Amor fati goes beyond mere acceptance. It is an enthusiastic embrace of everything that happens. It encourages us to see every event, no matter how challenging, as something to be welcomed, not just endured. For Stoics, this does not mean being passive. It means actively loving whatever life brings, viewing each moment as perfect in its own way because it stems from the natural order of the universe. Friedrich Nietzsche, who was heavily influenced by Stoic philosophy, articulated this principle most famously, saying, "My formula for greatness in a human being is amor fati, that one wants nothing to be different, not forward, not backward, not in all eternity." For Stoics like Epictetus and Marcus Aurelius, the idea was rooted in accepting and loving fate because everything is orchestrated for a reason by the cosmos, which is rational and purposeful in its design. Start by reframing how you view challenges. Instead of seeing them as obstacles, view them as necessary parts of your personal growth and development. This reframing can transform feelings of hardship into opportunities for enrichment. Integrate daily practices of gratitude that focus on everything that happens, good or bad. This helps cultivate a mindset that appreciates the value and necessity of each moment, fostering a deeper acceptance and love for life as it is. Use visualization to imagine your life as a narrative in which every event, including the challenging ones, has a specific role and purpose. This can help you see the beauty and necessity in the unfolding of your life story. Practice mindfulness throughout your day, focusing on accepting and appreciating each moment as it comes. When challenges arise, take a moment to reflect on how they can contribute positively to your character development. Keep a daily journal where you record not only what happened each day, but also how you can interpret these events through the lens of Amor Fati. Reflect on how embracing these events can lead to personal growth and fulfillment. Regularly meditate on the impermanence of life, reminding yourself that every hardship and joy is fleeting and contributes to the growth of your soul. This can help you appreciate the transient nature of experiences and foster a deeper love for the journey of life itself. Throughout his meditations, Aurelius emphasizes the importance of seeing the good in whatever fate brings him, asserting that what is suitable for the world is suitable for him. This mindset exemplifies Amor Fati, showing his commitment to embracing life fully, regardless of the circumstances. Epictetus taught that external events are beyond our control and should be met with equanimity. His teachings encourage us to focus on our internal responses, which we can control and align with our fate lovingly and willingly. Reflect on how adopting this principle can change your interactions with life's inevitable ups and downs. Lesson 9: The Virtue of Perseverance. This principle is not just about enduring, it's about persistently pushing forward and maintaining our efforts despite difficulties or delays in achieving success. How can cultivating perseverance enhance our resilience and drive us towards our goals, even in the face of adversity? Perseverance in Stoicism is about steadfastness in doing something, despite how hard it is or how long it takes to achieve success. For Stoics, this quality is crucial because it aligns with the idea of living according to one's principles, no matter the external circumstances or challenges. Stoicism teaches that the path to virtue and wisdom is often fraught with obstacles, and it is perseverance that allows us to overcome these hurdles. Marcus Aurelius, a model of Stoic perseverance, wrote in his Meditations about facing each day with resolve, no matter the difficulties that come. He believed that the challenges we face are opportunities to demonstrate our commitment to our principles. Break your long-term goals into smaller, manageable tasks. This approach helps maintain momentum, making the process more manageable and less daunting, which is essential for sustaining effort over time. Engage in daily or weekly reflections on your progress. Acknowledge any setbacks as learning opportunities and adjust your strategies as necessary. This reflective practice helps to reinforce your commitment and refine your approach. Grit, closely related to perseverance, combines passion and persistence. Cultivate grit by consistently aligning your actions with your deeper values, even when progress seems slow or invisible. Introduce small daily challenges that require perseverance. This could be anything from sticking to a new exercise regime, learning a new skill, or even completing a complex puzzle. Over time, these small victories accumulate and build your overall capacity for perseverance. Keep quotes from Stoic philosophers handy as reminders of the importance of perseverance. Marcus Aurelius's thoughts, such as, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in a way becomes the way," can be motivational. Engage with a community of like-minded individuals who are also striving to live according to Stoic principles. Sharing your struggles and successes with a community can provide the encouragement needed to continue in the face of adversity. Seneca faced exile with resilience and used the time to write essays and letters that are still studied today. His perseverance during a period of isolation demonstrates how Stoics utilize their circumstances, however unfavorable, as opportunities for personal development and contribution to others. Born a slave, Epictetus's teachings emphasize the importance of enduring suffering with a resilient spirit. His life exemplifies how Stoic perseverance is not merely about survival, but about thriving by transforming adversity into a tool for personal and philosophical growth. Consider how adopting a more persistent approach might help you overcome current challenges and move closer to your goals. Grit is the driving force behind perseverance, combining a passion for your goals with the persistence to achieve them despite setbacks. Developing grit involves strengthening your commitment to your goals and fostering an unyielding resolve to see them through. Identify aspects of your goals that deeply resonate with you personally. Connecting with the why behind your efforts can sustain motivation over long periods. Make a habit of dedicating time each day or week to work towards your goals, regardless of how you feel. Consistency builds resilience and helps form a habit of persistence. Engage in activities that challenge your mental endurance. This could be solving complex problems, engaging in competitive sports, or setting challenges that stretch your current capabilities. Surround yourself with a community or support group that shares similar goals or has persevered through similar challenges. This network can provide emotional support, advice, and motivation to keep pushing forward. Implementing these strategies effectively involves a commitment to self-improvement and regular self-evaluation. By setting clear goals, reflecting regularly on your progress, and cultivating grit, you can enhance your ability to persevere through the challenges and obstacles that may arise in your pursuit of personal and professional growth. Each step forward, guided by these techniques, reinforces your stoic resolve and brings you closer to achieving the robust, resilient life that Stoicism espouses. Incorporating the virtue of perseverance into daily life is vital for translating Stoic principles into practical actions. Lesson 10: Embracing the Stoic practice of reflection. Reflection is essential for any Stoic practitioner. It fosters a deeper understanding of oneself and one's actions, allowing for continual personal and philosophical growth. How can regular reflection enhance our ability to navigate life's complexities and challenges? Reflection, for Stoics, involves looking inward to examine one's thoughts, actions, and their alignment with Stoic virtues such as wisdom, temperance, courage, and justice. It's about assessing whether one's life is being lived in accordance with rational and ethical principles. Reflection helps to solidify learning from daily experiences and to integrate Stoic teachings into everyday life. Marcus Aurelius, in his Meditations, exemplifies this practice by consistently examining his own thoughts and behaviors, critiquing them against his Stoic values, and planning improvements. This process is vital for ensuring that one's actions remain grounded in virtue and reason, especially when faced with adversity. Keep a daily journal where you record your thoughts, experiences, and reflections. This should include not only what happened during your day, but also how you responded to events, what decisions you made, and what Stoic principles guided those decisions. Set aside time each evening to reflect on your day. Consider questions such as, what did I do well? What could I have done better? What did I learn? How did I progress in my practice of Stoic virtues? Engage in discussions with fellow Stoics or like-minded individuals. These dialogues can provide new insights and different perspectives on applying Stoic principles, enriching your own reflective practice. Regularly assess your emotional and philosophical growth. Identify areas where you have improved and areas where further development is needed. This continuous assessment helps maintain your growth trajectory, aligned with Stoic ideals. Incorporate meditative practices that focus on mindfulness and self-examination. This can include guided Stoic meditations that prompt you to think deeply about your virtues and your life's purpose. Create mechanisms for receiving feedback on your actions and decisions from trusted friends or mentors. Feedback is crucial for reflection, as it provides an external perspective on your progress in living according to Stoic principles. Seneca regularly wrote letters to his friends that were self-reflective and advised on moral and ethical living. These letters not only served as personal reflections, but also as moral guides for others, demonstrating the importance of shared reflection in Stoic practice. Epictetus often reflected on the nature of life and human behavior in his teachings, encouraging his students to reflect on their actions and the reasons behind them, thereby fostering a deeper understanding and adherence to Stoic principles. Take a moment to reflect on how the practice of reflection itself can transform your approach to challenges. Going forward, how will you implement these reflective practices to ensure that you live a life of virtue and wisdom? Remember that Stoicism is not just a philosophy of the mind, but a discipline of the heart and spirit. It is about living our values through every action we take. May the lessons learned here serve you well, as you continue to grow and navigate the complexities of life with wisdom, courage, and tranquility.